Ladies and gentlemen, gerbils and potatoes, step right up or fall flat on your face. Welcome to the most fucked up show your mind will ever be thrown into. We have a man that can't remember what search engine to go home to. A guy that chugs a full bottle without blinking and then shoves a gerbil inside of his ass. A mysterious woman that will make you fat by her soft-spoken words and then tremble at the unknown size of her breasts. There's a 40-year-old priest that will do anything to make you get on your knees in confession. We even have an ashy old woman you can finger if you give a donation. Welcome one, welcome all, fuck to the end. Welcome to the Dysfunctional Veterans. Don't forget, head over to mydvstore.com right after the fuckery and shenanigans to grab all of your DV gear.
Now go fuck yourself.
From the makers of Men in Black, from the director of Shawshank Redemption, coming this winter.
Dead air!
Everything is about to change. They will find you.
The VA giving veterans a second chance to die for their country.
The best comedy of the year.
We're going to start taking other donations here momentarily. We're going to take liver donations.
Critics are calling it absolutely terrible.
Damn, this shit better be funny.
Oh, ah! Dead air.
Boom. What's going on, guys?
There's a fucking circus in town. What the fuck was that?
I want some fucking peanuts, man. What the fuck?
God. All right.
You clowns got... creep me out.
All right. You got me, Proby. You got Chief. You got Bonerwood. And Six was here, and Six is back now. Six, how are you tonight?
Holy shit. Can you hear me?
We can hear
yes,
you fine.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I kind of... I got Google right here trying to fix everything. I just broke Skype.
We're used to this.
It's a new
this
one.
Isn't like the first
see,
month.
I took pictures of the screen to show you.
Did you crack the screen?
No, I'm talking about as long as I'm on, then fuck it. I'll show you after the show. I leave it to Google. Alright, so can you hear me now?
We can hear you fine.
Oh, I gotta have headset. Yeah, come on,
I need head. Google, I need head.
Jeez, dude.
He's fucking needy tonight.
Fuck, come on.
What's going on, Proby? How you doing?
Good, what's going on?
It's been a bad fucking day, tech-wise, all around, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's been... Jesus, Six.
Where are you shoving that mic at?
Yeah.
Alright, how about now?
We can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you, though. So, how's everybody doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
I'm fucking fabulous.
Fabulous.
How you doing?
I gotta go back to the page and go put the big the promos out. I was in the middle of doing that, and then all of a sudden, Skype just went haywire. I mean, it had all these arrows, and it was blocking out how... I took pictures. Did I tell you I took pictures? Copy.
Imagine you got shit all over your tail.
Ooh.
Okay.
Alrighty then. So how
we could just make a radio show out of those two in the background.
Yes. How excited is everybody, and how is everybody enjoying the new fucking DV radio station site? Fucking chat. Awesome. Chat is working like a fucking champ. We got X-Chat back, so we can have unlimited amount of people in there. Got all kinds of exciting stuff on the fucking site. Broadcasting the first main Dysfunctional Veterans show on a site tonight.
Yeah, it looks really... You guys behind the scenes and the ones that are in front of the scenes and the ones that cause the scene, you fuckers did an outstanding job.
Hey, I'm telling you what. The thanks has to go out to SRP, Bonerwood, and Chief. I mean, pretty much between the three of them, day and night, they've been working on this site. You know, I'll give them a direction and whatnot. We'll all collaborate. And the three of them I wish I had fucking money in my pocket to throw at them, because they deserve it. I mean, the amount of work that they've put in on it and how far it's come since its inception, is since it went live, is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, oh, this is awesome. I'm getting all this praise and stuff. I feel like a warrant officer right now. Shit. I just stood here. I kind of like sat on the couch. I definitely didn't do anything to this. Again, I can fuck up the technology in a pencil.
You want me to make I'll be down there in the spring. Me and you can sit down and I'll show you what I know.
You have a green book you write in every day. That's your technology.
That's right, but it works.
And we have Google with us, too.
The book go down.
Where's Google?
Google, how are you?
I think I'm going to have to go fix her equipment.
No. All
right. Can't hear you.
Oh, my goodness. All right, hold on while they fix their technical difficulties.
Oh, shit.
Okay, we're back.
All now? I could think of was, please stand by.
Can you hear me? Can
you hear me? You see the camera paper up in front of the camera, in front of the screen that shows the measurements of the camera and shit.
Can you guys hear me? No, not at all. We haven't heard you say it like 7 times yet.
Playing with the microphones. And it's got these little symbols.
Stop touching yourself!
Oh, so, man. What's going on? What's the plan for tonight? So that I know. There's Google.
Google!
Welcome to the show.
That's where you go. Thank you.
Is that the lady that makes you tremble at the size of her unknown breasts?
Oh, that's 6.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
All right, so for tonight, we've got Rantline. We've got...
The creative site fucking sucks because I can't see the sides on my screen, so I can't turn.
Okay, we just...
I'll be right back. Hold on.
We just spent the first 45 seconds praising the site and...
Hold on a second. Go ahead, do what you got to.
You need to fix the resolution on your screen. All right, so we've got a rant line tonight. We've got DV trivia tonight. We've got some other mayhem in store. It's back to our regular format for the main show. And as soon
some
as
good shit there.
We got some good shit. We got some good rants tonight.
Oh, I've missed some rants.
We even have a rant line intro.
Whoa. Now, I would be impressed if there was maybe built-in music into it so we don't have to wait for somebody else to set it up.
All right, I'm back. You guys are not going to believe this. I fixed it.
I don't believe it.
It was too big. I had to make it smaller.
That's the first time it's ever happened to you.
No. Let me fucking tell you. It's got nothing to do with my computer.
It has nothing to do with the size. The size never matters. Oh.
Well, I just had to increase the size again because I couldn't fucking see anything.
So.
Yeah. All right, so as I was saying, we got a rant line tonight. We've got DV trivia. We've got a couple other things in store. And we've got an actual rant line intro tonight. So you guys want to get right into the rant line? Or you got some business you want to get out of the way there, Six?
Well, we have some business.
All right.
A very serious business. Okay.
No. Okay.
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 Okay. This just did.
All right, hold on. Let's. He's got to fix his stuff again.
All right. Yeah. How about now?
Oh, you're back. Okay. Good.
Yes.
I touched something. I shouldn't have touched. Sorry. Chief, it's this fucking new shit you got me. The fucking microphones and cords. All right. Few people have been asking if we're going to do what we did last year from all the DBs going down to the VA to. Let those vets know they're not forgotten on Christmas. I'm trying to figure out what day I think I'm going to do it, what day it is. Either it's going to be the 24th or 25th. So that's where what we do is we set up a quick, we set up a GoFundMe. You donate money. Whatever money's donated at closing, I go and break it into gift cards. I don't know if I'm going to do the gift cards again. I think it's just too fucking straight cash. Cash money. Because a lot of the vets couldn't get to fucking Walmart, or there ain't no Walmart near them. But anyhow, that's what we do. We handed out last year, I think, like, what does anybody remember? It was like $5,000 or $6,000. So that was like $6,100 gift cards. Yeah. We got, go on the page, look at the videos from last year, you'll see. And then we also hit up the other veteran homeless farm that's a couple towns away from us, which we're going to be starting our own. That leads me to my next topic. So, haven't been talking about the farm a lot on the page lately because I've been waiting to hear what's going to happen. And last month, for those who don't know, we were supposed to close on the 24th. The night of the fucking 23rd, practically at 5 o'clock at night, I got the phone call from the mortgage company announcing they were telling me they were dropping me. And the reason was because the appraisal had deemed the property a unique property, which it wasn't.
Six, you're coming in broken.
How about now? All right, hold on.
You sound better now.
No.
Yeah, you sound good now.
Yeah, fucking, I disconnected the $400 microphone. Somebody's going to have to fix that. All right. Fuck you, Bella Gal. What? What did I do?
Nothing. You're good. We hear you.
She just said, oh, thanks.
Oh,
well, you're telling me I have to fix it.
All right. All right, so back it up. All right, so last month the mortgage company dropped us because the property was written up as it was a unique property, and the mortgage companies don't want to hear that. Well, the fucking thing wasn't unique. The appraisal company fucking admitted it. They fixed it. We have a new mortgage company, and we have a new closing date of this month. I'm not supposed to say anything, but I'm going to say it, Google.
Don't got the fucking... You're going to fucking jinx it like you do every fucking time.
Got the call, and they said, you know, they called us early and said it's already at the underwriter, and they like what they see. We should have a letter of commitment, committal letter, whatever, that we can show the people that we're good to go. So expect a big fucking announcement, hopefully sometime next week. Then it's on, like Donkey Kong on the page, and start bragging about what's been accomplished. The money from the GoFundMe that everybody's donated, it's upwards of $40,000 plus. Hasn't been touched. This is all with Google and I's money. This is all from the t-shirt sales. So looking forward to hearing that. Get this done by the end of the year. Because if I don't fucking get it done, then all this money is fucking going to get taxed. Fucking bullshit. So anyhow. So that's the farm. So we got the VA Christmas thing giving money away. We got the farm coming up. We got the new radio station. One thing we haven't talked about, Proby?
Yes.
Can I give you my farm update?
Yeah, go ahead.
The only thing that I still need to submit to these people is one bank statement that seems to have magically disappeared. So, yeah, I've got to find that. I'm sure it's the one that Six brought into the bathroom and wiped his ass with.
All right.
That's the one I need.
Okay.
That's why I told you, don't fucking say anything. Don't jinx it.
Okay. Okay. All right. We're almost out of airtime here. So, Proby, let's talk about the missing person.
The missing person?
Who we missing tonight?
I'll let you take the lead on that, buddy.
Why do I gotta take the lead? All right, so you guys haven't heard Dan tonight. I don't know who, what you know, and how many people don't know, but Dan has taken I don't know if you call it hiatus, but for personal reasons, to spend time with his family, and you know, you all know he's got a full-time job. He's stepping away for a while and turning over the reins to the rest of us crazy people. So he will be calling him, hopefully from time to time. Am I missing anything? Did I miss anything? I'm going to read you his official fucking statement if I can find it. If he doesn't post everywhere. Masturbation memes.
Do you need some hold music?
All right, here it is. Okay, this is what Dan has told everybody. So as some of you already know, for a reason of all my own, I have stepped away from DV. It's nothing bad or for any stupid fucking reasons, and trust me, it was a hard decision. I'm going to do me, just plain old Dan for a while, and help some friends out. If and when the day comes I volunteer on another project, we will see. So we do wish Dan, you know, if you got any problems in your I know you're listening. I call him almost every day, so I don't even need to say this on the air. I'll talk to you tomorrow. So, Chief?
What? Yes, sir.
Chief?
Yes, sir.
You want to say anything about Dan?
He still doesn't pierce his nutsack.
Oh, fuck! That's right! That's kind of funny.
That guarantee you that's why he fucking left.
Oh, I'm the reason.
Fucking fucksicle.
Whoa.
Asshole.
All right. You guys ready for some rants?
Rant time.
I have a rant about Dan and his nutsack now.
All right. Hold it till after the rant line intro.
There's a rant line number?
Yes. Here we go. New Rantline intro.
And you will not take me off the air for now or for any other spaceless time.
Shut up! Enough already, Ballstein! Who cares about Derek Zoolander anyway? The man has only one look, for Christ's sake! Blue Steel, Ferrari, La Tigra, they're the same face! Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Yeah, well, virgin's not a dirty word. You know what's a dirty word? It's asshole, and that's what you guys are.
It's a 1-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Okay.
Part, and it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
And I want to look them straight in the eye, and I want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirty-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, slut, sucky, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-legged, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit!
And rant line intro.
I thought that was the rant line. Shit.
No,
I thought that was the rant line.
No, we got plenty of rants tonight. All right, no need for music in the background because some of these have music in them.
Oh shit! Fucking Hogan's.
No, you don't need it. You don't need it. There's music in some of these.
Better be Hogan.
Said no Hogan's.
All right, you ready? Here comes rant number one.
Jesus Christ, what is going on over there?
I don't know, but here comes rant number one, so shush.
I don't hear Hogan.
Alright, I ain't got a whole lot of time to rant, but there's a few things I want to talk about. I'll stick with one, though. The fact that we're raising a pussified nation, honestly. We're raising people to be forgiving and understanding and all that stuff, while these terrorists and these ISIS members, they're raising their kids to kill us, and people don't understand the fact that here in a few years, all those kids are going to be trained from a young age to murder us. That's what they're trying to do. I just don't see how the fuck we're going to continue as a nation if we let people walk all over us. All right. Fuck
y'all. Well, Carl called me earlier and said he's not letting anybody walk all over us. He's got it.
Probably.
That's because he's like a...
Yes, six.
Hogan's.
you don't need Hogan's because some of these rants have music in them.
That one didn't.
No, it didn't.
See, they want Hogan's.
Oh, my God.
Can we get it next week to where it just plays in the background?
Yes, you can.
All right, so you don't want it right? Look, I don't know. They're saying they want
Listen,
Hogan's.
Listen.
That's because you were in there inciting a riot.
Listen, why don't you call next week? Next week, call 910-554-3039 and send in a rant about Hogan's, all right? Hello?
Crickets.
All right, here comes rant number two.
Barbie phone.
I just cannot stand being a goddamn civilian anymore. So my wife works, I stay home. I have a bad back. I have PTSD. I'm a pretty fucked up individual with, and I quote, a cold, dark heart that's incapable of love. So my daughter is fucking freaking out because my 7-year-old or my 3-year-old is being a pain in the ass. So my 7-year-old's being a pain in the ass. So then my wife calls from work and says, well, I'm a horrible mother because my kids are crazy, my house is dirty, and my life is horrible. So then my 7-year-old decides that it's a perfect time to take it upon herself, just do whatever the fuck she wants. So then when I give her a hand to him to stop and wait for a second, she decides to have an attitude and cry and bitch and moan. While I'm on the phone with my wife, while I'm trying to calm down because she thinks she's a horrible mother and her kids are fucking crazy. So then my daughter decides to freak out some more. My wife gets mad and pissed off at me because my wife is freaking out. And then I just say, fuck it, hang up the phone, and I tell all my kids, the 3-year-old and the 7-year-old, that they can have their goddamn piece of bread and then go to their room.
I think that's supposed to be bread and water, not just bread.
No. Fuck him.
You don't need fucking water. Just bread.
I love how he's complaining the whole time they're his kids until they're going fucking crazy and then they're her kids.
Of course. That's the way that shit works.
Yeah.
Fuck
you. Didn't know that?
Oh, God. All right.
That's
next
how
rant.
It works with animals, everything.
Someone's got to disconnect that phone.
Yeah. I was seeing what I could get. I want to order something with mayonnaise slopped all over it, please, or like a triple cheeseburger. I just want to see if I could stick my finger in one of your guys' asses just to see how it feels. Never put my pinky in the butthole before.
No,
that one's for
not
you.
Not it.
I was about to say that sounded kinky.
Nose goes. Oh, bread, God. Water, mayonnaise, and anal play. Awesome. Great show.
Woo-hoo. Can't wait to see that porno.
Hey, fuckers. You guys want to rant tonight? Get this shit. All right, here's one that goes out to all the entitled bastards out there. I finally got my VA disability, and woohoo! And I started up a business, and I went to go offer this guy a job. I've known him for a couple of years. My other friend's known him for about 10 years. I had him take me up to go pick up my new truck, filled up his tank, bought him lunch, bought him smokes, whatever. Even offered to buy him a new car seat for his soon-to-be-born son. He sits up at the car lot with me for 4 hours. Didn't ask him to. Later on that day, I go to the job site, and he's texting, bitching that I only gave him $30 and it's a pack of cigarettes, and that the job wasn't going to pay enough, and that I should help him and give him a loan and take the title on his other car for fuck. I'm just like, dude, you just got fired before you even got hired. Bye-bye!
Sounds like a fucking potato.
Which one?
But I want a job.
Oh, God.
Who's playing that?
I have no idea.
What?
Yes, I was just calling in to say that I really like how the new site looks, and I'm really enjoying the mobile app now. Not the app, but the mobile page called I Have Music out on my dinghy, so when I get them Navy guys out there, I got some new music going, and, you know, maybe get a little Pound Town been going on lately, and then it's kind of helped me pick up my game, so keep it up. Bye-bye.
Hey, he's digging a new site, digging a new station.
It's funny, he actually mentioned the mobile app. I sat there and I was pissed with one last night. I think I actually broke my computer.
Yikes.
Me trying to design something was definitely not a good idea.
Hey, here's a rant for you fuckers. The other day I'm at work, I see the fucking head of the safety board and fucking HR coming down looking through my shit. Well, long story short, I got a concealed carry permit. Someone came through saying I'm bringing a weapon to fucking work. So, ooh, of course, I'm a combat vet, gotta have PTSD, gotta fucking shoot the place up like some fucking moose out in San Bernardino. Fuck civilian life, fuck working for civvies. Fuck!
He needs a hug.
So what was the point, what was the gist of that?
That he's a civilian and he has a concealed carry permit and they're saying, oh, you're a veteran and you're carrying a weapon and everything, you must have PTSD.
Fucking potato! Fucking potato! We go through that all the time. The bank I'm not going to mention one of the banks we use. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about that. It was around the time that the recruiting station got shot up. And you know, they guarded the one here in town in Keene too, and well, that was the topic when I walked in at the bank. They were talking about that, and they said, you know, it was really scary seeing those guns. I'm like, why was it scary? It's legal and all that. They're not going to hurt you. You know, that's, you know, weapons are part of life or whatever. What? I says, yeah, everybody, there's nothing scary about guns. And she's like, well, I just don't like seeing them. I says, well, don't ever come in our office. Why? I says, because everybody's armed. Oh, my God. You're not armed right now, are you? I says, what's the problem? Why are you scared of guns? It's not like they it's amazing how they're just, you know, it's like it scares them to see it.
You know, this is what you get when you have somebody who knows nothing about guns talks about guns.
Who's that?
Manufacturers are allowed to build them that way with what's called a bullet button. That is to say, you take the tip of a button, you press of a bullet, you press a button, and it turns your semi-automatic legal weapon into an illegal assault weapon.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
Hey, have you noticed?
I have both.
Have you noticed how when the cops pull out their semi-automatic, it's a semi-automatic, but when a terrorist uses his, it's an assault rifle?
Yeah.
They've latched on to that assault rifle ever since whoever coined it with the AR shit, and they are not letting it go. It's an assault rifle.
But it's only an assault rifle when the cops aren't using it.
Used as assault.
AR-15. There's 15 of them? I mean, there's 14 other assault rifles out there?
Oh, my fucking God.
All right. Oh, fuck me.
Here comes another rant.
Oh, man.
Grab me! Grab me. Hey, grab me. Grab me. Okay, we have a talk. Okay, he needs that touching. My boy Wonder. Okay, he's already confused. I can't unfuck this. Call me back. Bye bye.
Did he just really call in to say stop touching his boy Wonder?
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
This is why you just say no to drugs.
What the unless fuck? It's me. All we'll do, if you want to turn in any drugs, turn them into me.
Hey guys, how's it going? So somebody left a card on my windshield, and they seem to ding the side of it, and then left potatoes all over it. Can somebody give me a call?
New parking cards. The new parking cards are going to have, once we get the final rent line number in, they're going to have 12 cards.
What Six is saying is the new cards will have the DD logo on them. Right.
It's fucking cute.
All right, next rant. And where did Six go?
Bye-bye!
He went
He's
bye-bye.
He's walking through the kitchen. He's opening my door.
Gotcha.
Google is echoing.
He said he's restarting his computer.
Hey, it's Carl. Just wanted to say, good job to the Navy. Keep the tradition going. I was beating the Army.
Carl! Carl! We do it on phone.
I'm just telling my house and the quarterback.
Shut the fuck up, girl.
Okay. Bye.
Should we call somebody about that?
Apparently, Batman has an arch nemesis. I guess.
Kind of nervous for him.
I guess Carl was just all excited about the Navy football game today, and damn, Batman didn't want any part of that.
Wait, they played football today?
Please.
No, seriously, they played football today?
Oh my god, Army-Navy game, come on.
Yeah. Well, you know why we keep freaking losing that, right?
Right, because you can't get 3 W's in a row, so you don't have your own website?
No, because last time I checked, we actually went and fought the war. You bastards, obviously, all you do is play football. So,
right.
I have seen Top Gun. You guys are playing volleyball and football, right? Damn it. That's all you fuckers do.
All right, last rant.
The need for...
Last rant.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Just kidding. It's Batman. I just fucking stop. Eat a potato. Fucking pussy. Hey, D6. Google.
Lick
my butthole.
Justice.
Someone really needs to fucking block that number.
All right, so that's it.
We just won't give him the new one whenever we get it.
That's it for the call-in rant line tonight, but I went and pulled some audio. This, to me, is probably the rant of the year right here. This was, I don't know, some of you may have seen this already, but this is retired Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters on a president's recent address.
Oh, shit.
Well, first of all, he keeps speaking about we can't give in to our fears. You know, don't be afraid. Look, Mr. President, we're not afraid. We're angry. We're pissed off. We're furious.
Yes.
We want you to react. We want you to do something. You're afraid. I mean, this guy is such a total pussy. It's stunning. And, you know, we want, we the people, the American people, whom he does not know in any intimate sort of manner, we want action. We want action against Islamic State. And then, when the president is telling us, you know, he is going to destroy ISIS. This is a president who has done more harm to American police departments than he has done to Islamic State. This is a president who restrains our military. He uses it not to defeat ISIS, but for political purposes, for political cover. This is a president who doesn't want to hurt our enemies. This is a president who cares more about thugs in Guantanamo or thugs in Ferguson, Missouri, than he does about law-abiding American citizens and their right to live in safety and peace.
I can tell you are super angry. And I asked you what your reaction was, but I got a call. You can't use language like that on the program, okay? I'm sorry.
You can't say fucking pussy.
Well, he's sorry, a fucking pussy. You can't use language like that on the program.
The best part was he waited until the end.
Pair of balls that he had to have to go on the air and call the president a fucking pussy.
Well, yeah, and you know that he's suspended from being on that channel. Because of it.
Oh no!
Yes. I have 932 other channels on my TV. Thinking he'll be.
No, I know, but I'm saying he's been suspended from that one.
Because hey, let's get him on the air.
Oh,
that
my God!
So funny.
We'll get him over onto the Salute Report. Ooh, there you go. Special guest, the guy who called the president a pussy.
Quit being a fucking pussy.
Quit being a faggot, Jimmy!
Oh, my God. Holy crap. All right, Roby, six.
Swear, if you got that guy onto the air, I honestly think you would double your listenership.
We'll have to reach out. We'll see. Six, you back with us?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you serious?
I can hear you.
Why am I
was just getting ready to throw this
mic. It's like him putting up the rant line on the main page and saying it's for goat fuckers and everybody falling for it.
Okay.
Oh, God. All right. So you guys ready to take a little break? And then we'll come back and we'll do some trivia. You got trivia lined up there, Six?
Yeah, if I make it back in time.
All right, well, we got...
I didn't go get my keynote tickets.
All right, well, we got a commercial and then a two-song block, and that's our break for this one, all right?
Jeez. No, I'm just...
a long break.
Go refresh your drinks and all that good stuff, and we'll be back.
Hey, are those short songs or long songs?
They're medium songs.
This one's just right.
Well, you know, size matters.
Somebody just made a meme. You know the guy that says "fuck her right in the pussy"? They superimpose the Colonel's face on that hoodie and put "fuck her right in the Obama." Oh man! No, I can't put it up on the main page. Oh man!
You get us radio.
Put it on the website.
I don't have access to my own website right now.
All right.
By the way, we sent out an email blast for 40% off to just those people on the email blast. But I think just for the listeners, if you use promo code... What is it, Google?
DV Grinch.
If you use promo code DV Grinch, you can get 40% off while the vehicles last. If it's in stock, we have it. So order now.
Sweet. All right, going to break.
And bye-bye. Yeah, and I'm working on updating numbers.
Bye bye.
There you have it.
When someone decides they want to serve their country, they do so for many reasons. But no matter the reason of the individual, there's one thing that unites them in everything that they will do in the uniform service of their country. That is the oath of enlistment. It is more than a promise or a contract. It is your very word. It is a statement made from your very being. And to break that oath is to break the faith in yourself. The oath that every service member takes is not to support and defend the country, nor to support and defend the people. The oath is taken to support and defend something transcendent, something larger, more dear than the country or the people. It is the oath to support and defend the document that gave birth to this nation. It is the document that enunciated and enumerated all of our freedoms, rights, and privileges as a nation. It is a cornerstone of the enduring experiment in democracy that has made us who we are as a nation. Without it, we would be just another nation among many. But with it, we have become something unique and special in history of how people should be governed. Show pride in your service and pick up the new Oath of Enlistment shirt today by going to mydvstore.com. And while you're there, check out the other fine veteran apparel and other items they have to offer.
Welcome to the jungle.
And we are back. What's going
on,
everybody?
Are you sure?
Yes, we're back. We're back.
We are?
Yes.
Well, you guys can't hear me, but I'm in here.
We hear you.
Has anybody seen Chief?
Chief, maybe where's six? Chief? Hmm. Google? Roll call.
All right.
We ready, heard we ready, to, yet. Do, we ready to do some DV trivia?
I thought.
Oh, you don't need me for that.
What's that?
I'm trying to think of what was the fucked up thing we did in the office.
What was that?
You believe what it looks. The office fart. Looks. All right, I'll stop talking.
I thought you were talking about a package that we sent out of the fucked up thing that we did.
So, there's three ways to get your shit fucked with at the office. When you put on that customer comment form, one is to ask us to fuck with it. Two is to ask us specifically not to fuck with it. And three is to ask for free shit. Well, this guy said, hey, you know, could you have a hooker roll around on my shirt before you package it up? So they read that out in the office, and everybody just kind of looked, and I could see all the wheels turning in their heads and their little gerbils going. And somebody went, I got it. We've got the nastiest spray on hand. It's supposed to be a fart spray. It smells like dead bodies. So he goes outside, and I says, no, don't spray it on his shirt, because what's going to happen is it'll never come out, blah, blah, blah. So they sprayed it in a plastic bag, stuck the bag in his bag, and this guy posted the other night on the wall that him and his wife, he was in
they
his
put
wife's...
put a dollar in it. They put a dollar in the bag that they sprayed. They sprayed the dollar and put the dollar into the plastic bag. That's why he opened the plastic bag.
My story was working.
Well, you got to tell it right.
It was working. I didn't see anybody going, well, if it was a plastic bag, why would you... All right, so yeah, so it was on the dollar. It says, hey, here's the stripper's dollar, something. Are you, is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And he made the mistake of opening it up. That's all right. Never mind. I'm good. I forgot what I was saying.
He opened, cool story, he bro. Opened his package in his wife's brand new BMW.
Oh,
so
shit.
Nice. Well,
right.
Smell
so they're going to have to get it detailed. He can't get the smell out.
Jesus.
So nope. Sometimes...
Some of you guys need to start checking your sleeves before you put your arms in them.
The DV store bringing you that new car smell.
Alright, I'm ready.
Seriously though, some of you people need to be careful what you wish for. When we're told to do our worst, it depends on the mood that we're in.
Shut the fuck up, birds!
It smells like grandma in here.
Alright, so DV trivia. Alright, what are we playing for tonight, Six?
Well, it depends on which way you want to do this. Like, here's what I got. Hold on. So, I kind of like them screaming. Not. Okay. Not.
Oh, you got us there. 1990s called.
Asshole. What?
1988 called, he said.
Says the guy who drives around fucking pretending to be. Oh, Google's in my office.
Damn!
Yeah, when she does that, her boobs move.
Shut the fuck up.
What? Now her nipple just pinged on.
Bing, ping!
No, it's bing.
Whoa, whoa. Google's binging?
Whoa.
All right. Oh, so we can do this. All right. One of two ways. We can just go, if you go just three questions, all right, I can keep switching up. There's enough for me. So the first call it calls, doesn't get them right, or gets them right, but doesn't get them all right. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I can add no questions. So just three questions. Let's give away a bunch of shit tonight. Boom, boom, boom. So,
all right. So the number, the
let's
number.
Do, to call. The first one is for a DB shirt.
First one's for a DV shirt. All right. So the number to call in for DV Trivia tonight is 910-554-3039.
All right, I'm going to put that up on the wall. All right, hold on.
All right, 910-554-3039 to play DV Trivia. First thing we're giving away is a DV t-shirt.
It smells like my grandmother.
Yeah, it's 910 and like that dumb fuck boner would who put 919 earlier, that fucking idiot.
Yeah, what the fuck was that all about?
Fooled you!
Jesus fuck. He's a fucking dumbass.
God damn.
Alright. 5-5-1-0
no.
9-9-9-1-0-0
Yep.
5-5-4-5-5-4
Yep. 3-0-3-9-6-2-9 9-1-0-5-5-4-3-0-3-9 Hello, radio show now. All right, phone. All
right, let's see how you guys do with the answering the phone shit. He's worried about us answering the phone.
Yeah.
He can't even get the number.
Oh, shit.
Oh my god.
I'm good at certain things. Don't ask him what's up. We'll call it, you know. Oh, never mind. Probably knows what he's on. It's Chief I worry about.
Oh my god.
Reason why all that. How many times you left your laptop on?
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Caller, welcome to Dysfunctional Veterans on the DV Radio Network. How are you tonight? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm Al Johnson. I'm calling from New York, fucked up state that it is. And you guys are just fucking off.
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down.
Hold on. Huh? There, much better.
All right, much better, actually. All right, so you ready to play some DV trivia?
Sure, why not?
All right, Six, you ready?
You want to win a DV shirt?
Old shit or new shit, because I'm an old trooper. I got out in 83.
All right, we didn't want your fucking life story. Do you want a DV shirt?
Sure, why not? Why not?
All right, Al, I got some special questions for you. All right. So, today was the Army-Navy football game. Can you tell me who won the game? Do you know who won the game? Broby, you lost him.
No, he's here with us.
Well, Alan. I can't hear anything over the fucking noise.
Alan.
I fell down.
What's the answer?
What? I didn't hear the question.
Oh, my God.
The fucking noise. I told you.
No, I thought, that's why I just turned it back down and made sure.
All right, here we go. Today was the famous Army-Navy game. Who won?
Of course, unfortunately. What do you expect? You got a bunch of fucking butter bars trying to do something.
Listen, Proby's an officer, and he's the second.
No.
Who won?
Yeah, who won the game?
Maybe again.
Okay, again they did.
Question
two. We're trying to get done by tomorrow night. Question two. You only have one. You're two away from a DV shirt. Question two. What was the score?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. No idea. I don't follow.
You call it deer with no eyes?
Fucking, I didn't see
no
it.
No idea either.
Sorry.
Well, thanks for calling, and next time.
Fuck you. I'm not an LT. I was a sergeant.
All right, bye-bye. Jesus. All right, 910-554-3039 is the number to call in. Caller, welcome to Dysfunctional Veterans on the DV Radio Network. What is your name and where are you calling from? Turn your radio down.
Turn it down. Help fucking complicated is it to call into a radio show and throw the radio down?
Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I just want to hear myself on the radio, you guys.
next caller. Caller, welcome to Dysfunctional Veterans on the DV Radio Network. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Juanita Owens from Whitney, Texas.
All right, Juanita, all right. How are you?
All right, Juanita, this is real easy. We're playing for a DV shirt. All you have to do, and it's nothing sexual tonight, is just answer three simple questions. All right. Question one, what is Johnny Depp really afraid of? What is his biggest fear?
I don't know.
What is Johnny Depp afraid of? It's documented.
Spiders.
What was your answer?
Spiders? I don't know.
No.
All right.
No. Well, no.
Shit, maybe I should save that one for last next time. That's a hard one. All right, tell you what. You get two right, we'll give you a sticker.
What?
All right, guess not.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, number's 910-554-3039 to play DV Trivia. Playing for a DV T-shirt. Caller, welcome. Turn your radio down. Caller, welcome to Dysfunctional Veterans on the DV Radio Network. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sean, Washington State.
Hi, Sean.
Sean, do you spell it S-E or S-H?
S-E-A-N, Manly.
Oh, you're not Irish, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Denny, you spelled it wrong.
And your parents are potatoes.
Yes. Grandparents or not, but yeah, both my parents.
Are you full Irish?
Wait.
No, Irish, German, Indian.
How can you
you're fucking Nazi with the dot.
How can your grandparents not be Irish, but your parents are?
No, that they were potatoes.
Oh, okay.
All right, so can I go back to my Irish?
Grandparents, male, were all military. Parents were drug addicts.
All right, cool story. Ready to play trivia?
Are they still working?
Sure.
Hold on.
No, dad's dead, mom's disabled.
Alright, so we're going to play for a DV shirt. Did you watch Army-Navy game today?
Always.
Okay, we can't ask you those questions then. How long you been a DV?
Oh, Jesus. I got out in 07.
Never mind. Okay. Question one, what is the proper way to greet a DV?
Fuck you.
All right, you're using a hand in... never mind. All right, I'll accept that. Fucking, I should have been more clear. All right, question two. The Statue of Liberty was a gift from what country?
Fucking France.
All right. I don't think you're so smart. All right, asshole. Name three, just three. You know, one more here. Name three of the five code names for the five beachheads the Allies used on D-Day.
Five of the
beaches. Three of the five.
Omaha, Utah, Juno, not Judo. Omaha, Utah. I'm drawing a damn blank. Omaha, Utah.
People should really trust their instincts.
Are you typing?
No.
That's me.
No, I'm in the room trying to hide from the kids because they're loud. Oh, are you
doing? Ask Normandy?
The man who read the chat on the website.
He said Normandy. You know what country they landed in, right?
France.
Yeah, but where are
France? Shit.
What was the
name of
the
time? Not sure.
Alright.
I don't know the
answer. I'm going to give it to you because you already called one. You don't even realize it.
What was that, Six?
No. Iwo Jima, yeah.
You didn't say Jima, you said Juno.
Iwo Jima? Really? Really?
No. Hey, man. Iwo Jima! Oh, that's so nice.
He said Utah, Omaha, and Juneau. I heard him say Juneau.
All right, caller.
Was Juneau right? I thought Juneau was spelled something different. Was Juneau right?
Juneau, yeah. Not Gino. Juneau. Gino was
I said Juneau. I didn't know if that was right pronouncing. That was close.
All right.
I know Mexican. Before you shoot yourself in the foot. Juneau know I got a gun?
Hey, is that why Peyton Manning keeps yelling Omaha before he gets the football?
No, I think that has something to do with steaks in his hand, like a meat steak.
Hey, whatever he screams, as long as he beats the Patriots.
Yes.
All right. Now back to ADD radio here. So, Google, how do we do this again on the air?
Send an email to info at
dysfunctional. Oh, don't send an email. Use the contest button on the website.
Use the contest button on the website to include your name, address, phone number, and what size and which shirt you would like, and we'll verify you by the phone number.
I'd write you in my book, but somebody left it at the office.
Yeah, way to go.
I got kids in the background. Where do I gotta go?
Go to the website. Go to dysfunctionalveterans.com. On the landing page at the bottom, there's a button that says contest winner forms. Fill that out. Okay. Include in the comment section your phone number and that you won a t-shirt on the air. Pick out which shirt you want.
Alrighty. I'm on that webpage now, listen to the radio.
Or you should get on it right after you hang up.
Oh, well, we're already on it. I just had to walk away from it so you guys can hear me.
Well, as soon as you walk back to it, you should go back to it.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I need another beer first.
Alright, Cole. Congratulations.
Right, say goodnight.
Thank you.
Alright.
Alright, now,
next,
what's the hard ones?
Next caller, 910-554-3039, playing DV Trivia. For what are we playing for now, Six?
Well, I'll tell you what. If they can get three questions right, they get a shirt. If they get four, they get a hoodie.
So now you're changing the rules.
Alright. Here we go.
At the fucking ease, right.
At ease.
First of all, I make the rules on the trivia. Second, if they get three, they still fucking win a shirt. That hasn't changed the rules.
But if you're adding a fourth question.
So, but that's for a hoodie. How is that changing the rules?
All right,
I gotta mark the time down for this.
Can we take a caller now?
Yeah.
All right, shut up, caller. Welcome to Dysfunctional Veterans on the DV Radio Network. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Name is Brian. I'm calling from the shithole of the earth, Baltimore, Maryland.
All right, you ready to play some DV Radio trivia?
Fucking A.
Do you consider yourself a smart person?
Absolutely not. I live in Baltimore.
All right, you're good to go.
Wow.
You've come to the right show, caller.
We interrupt this radio program to tell you about our town. And then when people ask why is shit like this, we go, because we live in such town. Oh, Google, I forgot to tell you, they said that down at Company. So I was like, I says, you know your sign is redundant? And the girl looked at me, swear to God, and she goes, that's because we're in Athol. It says,
how come DV6 is the only one I can't fucking hear?
The sign says, we will heat your food up upon request. Just ask. And I said, you know that's redundant, right? She goes, yeah, I know, but this is Athol.
There's a lot of potatoes that live here.
All right.
Oh, man.
Here we go. So,
Frank, what you want to do is, if you get three right, you win a DV shirt. Get the fourth one right and get a DV hoodie.
Fantastic.
At least you didn't say I'm fucking standing. All right.
You watched the game today?
Are you fucking talking to me? I can't hear you.
Don't tell me this fucking microphone's fucking up. Can you hear me now?
$200 for that piece of shit, huh?
You're fine, Six.
You asshole. So what's again? All right, question one, motherfucker. I'm pulling the purse for strings right now. What was the score of the Army-Navy game?
Fuck. 21-17?
No, the game. Not, like, how many times you've been laid in your life.
Well, I don't know, 2-1?
That's hockey. Thanks for playing.
That's close to football.
Saint soccer.
Well, enjoy Baltimore. Have a good night.
I don't fucking know.
Jesus. All right. Numbers.
After all that, we can't even get the question.
Numbers 910-554-3039. We're playing DV Radio Trivia. Par for the course. Making the rules up as we go along.
$200 for that mic, yeah.
Two to one.
2-1. Fucking, what were you watching? World Cup today? Jesus. 910-554-3039. All right, here we go. Caller, welcome to Dysfunctional Veterans on the DV Radio Network. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, caller. Hello? Hey, you gonna answer me?
Oh, hello, Errol. I would like to play.
All right, fuck him. Next caller.
What's up, Superman?
Thank you.
910-554-3039. Google's got the giggles. We're playing DV Radio Trivia.
You should see that shit when I'm pumping. Never mind.
Oh, never mind. I don't know. Story for another night.
Or never.
All right, caller, welcome. Welcome to Dysfunctional Veterans Radio. You are on the DV Radio Network.
Yeah, what's this asshole calling back again?
What?
Oh, man.
Where are you calling from? What's your name and where are you calling from? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Al, from New York. I talked to you all before.
Okay.
I have a big listening base, eh?
What?
The fuck?
Call the rant line after the show. Talk to you later.
Now, do you guys get it?
Bye.
Next time, leave them.
I like calling. I know how to push the button.
All right, for those that were asking, the code, the promo code is DV Grinch.
Oh, man.
All right. Numbers 910-554-3039. We are playing Dysfunctional Veterans. Yeah. Bolded is dysfunctional. Underlined, italicized, highlighted. Radio trivia. All right. Caller, welcome to Dysfunctional Veterans on the DV Radio Network. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Josh from Kansas City, Missouri.
Ah, from Missouri, not Kansas City, Kansas?
Hell no.
Oh, that's... Oh, okay.
Those guys are gay.
On the Missouri side. Big day. What's I hear you're giving away some free shit.
We are playing DV Radio Trivia. We're not giving it away. You have to earn it.
All right. What do you got?
A clap.
Do you want it?
No way. Tried it once. Give it to me.
Six. Are you ready?
You hear me?
Yeah.
All right, Six. Shoot your questions.
Listen, let's just try to get through three questions. Who won the Army-Navy game today?
Fucking Navy.
All right. What was the score?
I don't have a fucking clue.
Take a guess. Remember, they're playing football.
I don't know. What was the score?
Don't say 2-1.
Huh?
What's Johnny Depp afraid of?
Fucking everything.
Your mom.
Alright, thanks for playing. Call in next week. Well, we'll be giving away a free service gerbil untainted.
Bye-bye.
The score was 70.
We gotta go to a commercial.
We gotta go to a commercial?
0-0 with 3 home runs.
Oh my goodness.
Huh.
don't have to.
All right, we'll take one more
night.
We'll take one more call and then we'll hit a break.
Okay, sounds good. Definitely, right. Whoever calls next is gonna win a T-shirt.
I'm calling. Damn it!
Answer the question.
Caller, welcome to Dysfunctional Veterans on the DV Radio Network. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, look here. I can't tell you where I'm calling from. That's a mob set.
Oh my God!
Well, you just lost question one.
That fucking guy.
Fucking opsec, man.
Look at here now. You ready to play some trivia?
Man, bring them on. I can do this nut shit.
All right. Tonight's trivia game for you is a spelling contest.
Oh, hell. Okay, come on with
spell
it.
I'll do it.
You know, at P81.
Hey, DB Blackwolf. DB Blackwolf.
Hey.
Were you a Marine?
Man, you need to bite your tongue and spit it out and step on that shit and just rub it all over the ground. Hell no.
Okay, well, then you wouldn't know how many crayons come in the box then.
All right.
I broke my crayon.
Oh my God, Google. Do that one more time.
It doesn't work on command. I'm sorry. All right,
can we give
it all right. Just six. It doesn't work on command
Blackwolf,
either.
If you want a shirt.
Yeah, let me get a shirt. Come on with it.
All right. Who won the Army-Navy game against the Air Force?
Navy did.
All right. What was the fucking score?
It was 21 coasties to 17 ISIS.
All right.
Whoa.
How many years in a row is that now that the Navy has won?
A lot.
Let's see. The last one was 2001, so you do the adding. I can't add.
I don't math good.
Is it under, over, or barely legal?
Run that one again.
Never mind. So yes. You're saying the last game was 2001?
Yes, sir.
2001, 2, 3, 4,
God, he's counting.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Scout, 10, do the math for me.
10.
Scouts in
I
the
just
crowd.
Lost count. 11, 12, 13, 14. 15. No, I don't think that's right.
I just want to know, Google, will you go look to see if he has socks on right now?
Oh, Ron C got it. All right, you got it right.
Take the socks off.
All right, Ron C just cleared it up for me. 15 minus 1. All right. Yeah. That's right. You're absolutely fucking correct, Black Wolf. I don't know why I want to get old, but it looks like when you get old, you get wiser and smarter. Apparently, you did it. You won. Unfortunately, this is the part where I have to tell you to use the contact button, the website button, or whatever.
Hold on. Back up the bus.
Never mind. I'm going to back up.
You said 3 questions got a T-shirt, but if they got 4, they'd get a hoodie.
I ain't trying to torture myself.
I'm just...
Wait, am I missing something, or was there only 1 question?
No, there were 3. But if Black Wolf answers another one, then he gets a hoodie as opposed to just a T-shirt.
Oh. Okay, but if I go for another one, do I lose a T-shirt?
No. I don't know. I made up the rules, but let me run it by Google first and see what I said.
Well, that's what you
I
wear
the pants in this family.
All this shit.
She picks out.
All right. If you get the 4th one wrong, you still get the fucking shirt. All right.
Okay, that worked.
Hey, Black Wolf, can you hold on for a second while we discuss this?
Okay, I'll hold on.
Okay, I think we got this worked out now.
No, I need to talk to you 1 more minute. Can you?
All right, hold on. All right, if that's really what you want to do. All right,
we're good.
Fine.
We're good. I got it.
Okay, can I ask a request?
That's not how this works.
Next time you fuckers put me on hold, play Girl from Ipanema.
What? Hold on a second.
Next time y'all put me
all right, hold on. Well, hold on. Listen, hold on a second. Let me see if I've got that. No, we don't have that in the playlist right now. We'll get it next week.
Something you need to work on right there, because we need that. Now, Chase, can I get a fourth question?
Back to the fucking questions. Jesus.
Thank you for being on hold with DV Radio. We enjoy your service. Please call us back soon.
Black Wolf, question four for the fucking hoodie. According to the most recent poll, DVs are most afraid of this.
We did a
poll. Say it again without cutting out.
All right. According to the most recent poll of DVs, it has been determined that DVs are the most afraid of what? Name something the DVs are fucking the scaredest of.
DVs are scared of? I mean, we ain't scared of shit. Look at him.
Shit.
We'll when go out there and take out all them motherfuckers, yeah?
Name something most, if not all, DVs are afraid of.
Your mom.
We ain't. VA?
Oh, shit, you got it. See?
You hear now? You hear me?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I hear you. Come on.
Nah. All right, look at here now. Look at here now.
That's absolutely right. The VA giving veterans a second chance to die for their country since 1930. You can also get that sticker form, hoodie form.
Trying to do a fucking plug, and of course everybody shits on me.
Google, would you like to take over from here?
Google!
She's got the giggles.
Black Wolf, just use the contact button, the contest button on the fucking website, all right?
Okay, look, other than using that contact button, serious business right here. I got a request. Six, you go to VA, take that hoodie, and give it to a veteran up there that needs it.
You got it. All right,
man. Thank you. Love you guys. Y'all take care.
I love you more.
No, I love you more than you hang up.
No, you hang
up. I still won't forget when we sat on each other's laps in Houston.
Oh, my God. That's too much information.
Mama, how you hang so much?
Bye-bye. Oh, man. All right. We're going to hit a break, and we'll be back.
I'll be here.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey guys, I'm DV Chief from Dysfunctional Veterans Radio on allradiox.com. Yes, we fuck around a lot on this radio, but there's one subject that we can never joke around about. That subject is the epidemic that has been plaguing veterans. That's right, I'm talking about veteran suicide. 23 veterans and active duty service members take their lives by their own hand every day. This needs to stop now. I myself have been in a dark time before, and I know the feel of that cold steel against my head. I felt like I had no one back then, but now I know I have brothers and sisters around the world that are there to talk to me. All I have to do is reach out. You're not alone. You'll never be alone. Reach out to a fellow veteran. We'll always be there. We have your six.
Start my day.
the faces fade as the years go by. Yet I still recall as I wander on, as clear as the sun in the summer sky.
All right, we're back. Hey. So, all right, so this morning, wife tells me we got to go Christmas shopping today, right? So I go out and I brave the mall here in fucking Marineland, Jacksonville, North Carolina. I'm walking through the mall. I'm heading towards GameStop to do some shopping. It's right off the center of the mall. In the center of the mall, they got Santa Claus, right? So right next to where the Santa Claus is all set up, here's this poor fucking Marine kid, probably a Lance Corporal or something, at fucking parade rest. And I only assume is either a gunny master sergeant or master guns, fucking screaming at him because he didn't fucking shave on a fucking Saturday, right in the middle of the fucking mall. I go into GameStop, I do my fucking shopping, I come out, and he's fucking still yelling at the fucking poor kid. That's just fucking ridiculous.
Cool. Was he question in uniform? Left is, yeah.
What?
Ridiculous. Was he in uniform?
Your Navy.
No, he was not in uniform.
Supposed to shave. And he didn't shave.
Yeah, well, Marines are supposed to shave even on the weekend.
Well, that's what he fucked up then.
But come on.
Nobody ever fucking pulls that shit.
In the middle of the fucking mall? Come on.
Well, he's a Marine.
Right next to Santa Claus.
Well, Santa Claus is a Marine too.
Merry was fucking in his Christmas. Last
sure, it was a real one and not stolen valor clause.
Now, hold on. Was that gunny master guns yelling at freaking Santa too? He wasn't shaving.
Was Santa a Marine?
He has a shaving profile.
Oh, shaving profiles, got it.
Yeah, it's called Christmas, asshole.
Hey, in all seriousness, for you people that don't know, you DVs, this new radio platform that everybody's put together here, you can now use it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They have music running all the fucking time. Isn't that right, Proby?
Absolutely right. 24/7 programming on this radio network. If we're not having a show, we are playing music 24/7.
Wait, hold on. Show. We don't have to hear those shows of the, and here we are, we're landing in the space, that shit.
Get to the rocket. No, there's no
get to
more.
The chopper. Get to the chopper now.
There's no more
the
that shit.
Get to the chopper. The
3, 2, 1, launch.
And so you can, if you're bored or you're driving along, turn it on to dbradio1.com and listen in. Tell your friends. Don't tell your neighbors. Unless they're DVs. And in the future, you know, look forward to hopefully, you know, some more programming. Also, you know, maybe some music by Google or Chief, or, you know, you can find out what their tastes are. Isn't that right? There's all kinds of shit they can do with this thing now.
Absolutely. So we're running 24/7 music when we're not live on the air with a show. And we're going to have playlists put in there. It'll be the DV6's playlist, Chief's playlist, my playlist, so on and so forth. You got the mobile site, which we've worked
kicks ass.
Kicks ass. We worked out most of the bugs on that. The only thing we haven't worked out is getting chat in there. We're working on that. We're looking at possibly doing a mobile app so that you can get on there and do chat. We're working on that. You can also still use the TuneIn app to get in there and listen and chat if you want to, but yeah, this shit kicks ass. I mean, you get on there, you got a link to the mydvstore.com on the right-hand side. If you pull your cursor over mydvstore.com, that's a link directly to the store. You've got sale items right there, and
you know
got,
what we don't have?
What's
you
that?
Know what we don't have?
What?
We don't have links directly to DV Radio and DV Facebook page.
Yes, we
go
do.
Go over to the show.
Well, actually,
we do.
Funny you say that, Six. We actually have links on there that go to DVTV even.
Yeah.
No, I know that. Oh, there's the Facebook one.
Bum.
No, sorry, this page is not available.
What?
Link's oh, it's someone's getting fucking waterboarded.
Yep. So anyhow, okay, so they do. But I saw the other links, yes, and that's right. But the Facebook one, right. So if you guys go to the top of your... I'll have to look on the mobile app, too. Are those links to Instagram? Instagram! I meant to tell you guys that. Yes, we are on Instagram and have been. We have over 5,000 followers on Instagram. Twitter, I'm still trying to get it as, you know, it's not very active. But we do have over 500 followers there. Vimeo.com, you click on that little V. It doesn't stand for VD, it's Vimeo. The we'll take you to the shows that we did explaining who and what we are. The YouTube channel, yeah, we'll get to that later.
Instagram, Twitter, Vimeo. What's that one in the middle there? It goes Facebook. What's that? I'm scared to click on it.
Facebook, YouTube, Vimeo,
Twitter. Oh, it is YouTube.
Absolutely.
Huh. All right. I never knew that's what YouTube looked like.
So, right, and if you could,
but anyhow, so these guys really did a hell of a job. It's getting really professional, and besides the show, Proby Show, the Salute Report, which airs on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 East Coast time. You need to listen, tune in that with him and DV Recoil. Great show, and look forward to having some more time on my hands, and maybe we'll have I'll have an hour or two. An hour, that's the most.
Right, yeah. Let me walk you through a couple other things. If you go above the Facebook icon and everything, where Vimeo and Twitter and everything is, all right. So you got the home page, which is the main page with the chat and the music and everything. The player, will be on all these tabs too. But if you click shows, that'll list all the shows we have on a weekly basis. And if you click the icon on the show, it'll take you directly to their Facebook page. If you go to the next one, it's podcast. That'll take you directly to Podomatic, where our DV Radio podcasts are. And then if you click over on news, that'll take you to the Salute Report for news, and we're working on having actually a live news feed. And then if you go to contact, we have there a button where you can go directly to Battle and Distress. And Chief, you want to hit a little on that?
Yeah. Now, guys, every time we start talking about Battle and Distress, most people think of when they're at your darkest hour and people are there. Let me step back real quick. Right, everybody has a stigma that's coming out there with suicide. They think that's the only time they need to reach out and help somebody, right? Do not assume that. Battle and Distress was actually formed for when people hit that point of distress, not that furthest point. Everyone has an issue where the shit hits the fan at different points, all right? I can't make my bills this month. I can't pay my car note, or girlfriend freaking left me. My dog ran away. That's distress in somebody's eyes. If you see someone out there that's happening, reach out to them. Reach out to Battle and Distress. Get them over there. All you got to do is give them their name. Send them over to the Facebook page. People over there are trained professionals to help out with this stuff. They've been doing this for years. They have tons of resources. All right. Do not be afraid to just ask for help or ask for help for somebody else. All right, our biggest resource we have, the only way we help each other, is to say something, to actually step up and do something about it instead of just freaking posting memes all day about freaking the awareness of 22 or 23 a day. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox.
All right, so
you caught me off guard. Okay. Sorry.
Hey, our team behind the scenes, this is how good they are. That link that you said that wasn't working, Six, if you refresh the DV Radio Network page, that link works now. That's how quick our team behind the scenes is.
I guess that can kill.
What else? And one other thing I wanted to point out. I'm not going to make this long. Yes, there's a few individuals who are adamant about how much they hate us, and it's fine. They can keep blasting us and this and that. What was I gonna say? I joke around a lot, and it just seems like I don't take nothing seriously. I do. I've been busting my ass, or everybody has, to get to this point to do something. Do we have to toot our horn every fucking day on the page going, hey, buy my shirt? This is why you, we're giving money away to whatever cause and this and that. No, we don't do it. You buy it. But, a lot of people bust their ass behind the scenes to save veterans that are suicidal. We're working on homeless vets, connecting vets with resources. There's fucking a dozen, and there's like 30 people that are on the page, and that's all they do. But we don't brag about it, but we take it very seriously. I joke around a lot. It's my way of fucking dealing with it, But just because I don't come on here and go, all right, this is how it's going to be, and this is what we're doing, I don't play that shit, I don't need to brag. I've already seen enough in life that, I don't need fucking attaboys or nothing like that, just do it.
Six, I would really like, I'd like them to see what happens behind the page. Because, you have all the guys out there, all the moderators that are helping these guys. But then there's you constantly are on it. Look, happen to look at it.
Yeah.
You are.
No, you're right.
You're sending me links. You need to talk to this person. They want to go back into the military. You know, set them straight so they don't go get fucked by somebody in the National Guard or something. Then
my point is, it's just. I mean, I know the DVs understand, but for the new people here, you know, it's not. I put this face on. It's all fun and games. It is. It's a great job. And I take it very, very seriously. Keep fucking with me, though. This is to the certain individuals. You know, I may be old. I'm a fucking evil. I can be a very evil, evil person. Just that's all I'm going to say. Thank you. Have a good night. Anyhow, thanks for you guys' support, but that's all I can say. I forget where I was going with this conversation, but my fucking pain pill is kicking in. I feel good! Go, go! This is a great show so far.
Evil Let's see how
we're going to fuck it up now.
Evil shenanigans.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck was that?
So,
all right, so moving on.
I still need to hear from Carl tonight. Then we got that Leroy Jenkins guy. What's his name?
Oh, Leroy Jenkins.
Leroy Jenkins.
You want to talk?
I guess that's his name.
I don't know his name.
You want to?
But
you wanna,
he scares me.
You want to talk
Jenkins?
You want to talk to Tyrone?
Tyrone, that's that guy's name. I want to know if he's actually going to be a part of the show anymore. I heard he had some issues with his baby mama.
I don't know. Let's talk to him. Let's get him in here. Hold on.
Ah, hell no.
The fuck you guys want?
Holy shit, did we just fucking go into a 1970s porn? What the fuck was that?
That's my fucking theme music, man. Don't you fucking be hating on me.
How in the hell do you have theme music?
I fucking got anything and everything I want.
If you guys want to see a picture of him, click on this link here.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
I don't even
want to.
That's what Leroy looks like.
I don't even want to know what the fuck you got.
Oh my God. Oh.
Hence why I did not click the link.
Leroy, can I make a suggestion?
Fucking hell.
My name is Tyrone.
Same thing. Leroy. Listen, next time you play your music, can you do the Shaft theme instead?
Yeah, man. I'll adapt and overcome.
Wow. So I have a question for you, Leroy. What
the fuck you want? Go ahead, Chief.
When's the last time you went to Walmart?
The fuck you want to know about Walmart for?
Well, I'm just kind of wondering when you're going to update your wardrobe there.
Yeah, tell us about that plastic bag.
What the fuck you talking about?
Now, do they come in different sizes?
What?
Obviously, he got the small.
The fuck? Man, what the you fuck see? Shit you posting up there, man?
I thought junk was supposed to be bigger for you guys, but...
obviously not.
I wear only the finest fucking threads.
Yeah, Walmart.
Fuck you, man.
I'm gonna put that link back in there, Dan. So for those who, that's what Tyrone's latest fashion craze is all about.
Ah, that's pretty sexy. I'm no longer scared of this guy.
So what happens when the fuck up, man? The fuck?
It's like a shrinky dink.
I wear my fucking fur coat when it gets cold, man.
You are. It's on your chest.
What the fuck you looking at? Fucking pissing me off.
Farted.
I can't.
Did I just
So Leroy Jenkins.
My name is fucking Tyrone.
How did we keep getting to Leroy? Where the fuck that come from?
I don't know.
So
it ain't funny.
Tell me about your third grade.
You think I am bad Leroy Brown? Baddest man in the whole damn town?
I thought your name was Tyrone.
No, it's Leroy Jenkins.
Now, wasn't that a character? Didn't they have a character of you like in Shawshank? Or was that the Final Yard or something? Longest Yard?
I gotta go. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm out.
Where the hell did he go?
Oh, Jesus Christ. That needs work.
After him.
You guys know exactly how to get rid of him. You fucking turn the sirens on and he's gone.
That's fucked up. Right? You know.
We probably
he was selling knockoff Snicker bars again, wasn't
God,
he?
God knows. He was selling Lucy's or something. Who what the fuck knows what was going on? Jesus.
It's a Walmart ranger.
Did you see that there, Brody? Oh,
what's that?
That click on that. I'll send you the link.
God, I'd never want to see that again.
This is a picture of Tyrone.
You got an actual picture of Tyrone?
Mark Ranger, right? Well, it's taking a minute. While we're waiting for Techno Savvy Broby. Me? I'm coming in broken again?
Yeah you are coming in kind of broken.
How about now?
Just further away from your mic and broken.
Maybe I had it up too loud. Somebody's going to have to shoot. I should have thrown directions away.
It's your connection. Every time you go out, it brings the Skype call down to like the lowest dial-up speed. It seems.
So it's not the microphone. It's I'll hardline in next time. But right now, I'm looking forward to 11 o'clock when I can hardline into Google.
No.
I've been waiting for
you. Oh.
What?
You say?
What?
Whoa! Everybody, shut up! What?
Oh hell no! We ain't shutting up now. Fuck that!
What'd she say?
She said it's gonna rain in the desert.
They suck, man.
All right, hey,
my shot.
I want to say something real quick. So I'm pulling rants down today. And I'm getting the messages and everything. And I had a pretty long message, and I listened to it. And it was a gentleman by the name of Howard Berry. And
oh, listen, I know we talk to him all the time, well, quite a few times in the office.
Yeah, go ahead. He's got quite the story. And we're actually going to have him on the Salute Report this Wednesday.
All right.
His son, who was a sergeant at the time, eventually made staff sergeant, but he was a sergeant at the time of the Fort Hood shootings and was injured during the shooting, trying to protect other people and everything. And he fell, became one of the 22 a couple of years after in 2013. And his father's been fighting.
Fighting hard
from everywhere.
He's been on Fox News. He's been trying, congressmen have been promising everything, and nobody's fucking helping him.
Yeah, so we're gonna give him a voice. We're gonna give him a sounding board on the Salute Report this Wednesday. It's a pretty compelling story, and let me tell you something. I got that message, and it hit me right in the feels, and I called him back immediately. And I probably spent about 45 minutes on the phone with him, and this guy, he's smart, he's educated.
I talked to you after the show.
Absolutely. We'll do a post show. We'll do a post chat in Skype here after the show. This guy's got something to say. And let me tell you something. We'll have him on a show on a Salute Report Wednesday, 1900 Eastern Time Wednesday, right here on the DV Radio Network. And
if you Google his name right now, guys, or wait till after the show. I don't want to sidetrack you.
No. Yeah, absolutely. When you get a chance, Google his name, Howard Berry. Or Sergeant Joshua Berry, Josh Berry. It's a compelling story, and we'll have him and his story on Wednesday night on the Salute Report at 1900.
Alright. So what else we got?
We got 10 minutes.
Alright. Let's see how fast we can make this go.
We have 9 minutes and 45 seconds. We have
So, no, Google, what does Six have in store tonight?
A blue pill.
I don't know.
Tell you what.
Is it pillow talk worthy?
I still have my boots on.
No fucking no, so. I'm trying to do inventory.
You're doing inventory?
speaking of inventory,
you guys cut me off earlier in the show. I was about to tell you that the new office manager we have running the show in there, he answers directly to Google, has hired a whole new crew.
Hey, but I heard you have a Navy guy in there now.
Yep, and he has plenty of company because there's like seven women now in the office. Oh, I don't know what that's got to do with
anything. I need to make a visit up there.
Hey, you want
it? It's running. We've, that wall that you saw in the office.
There's four of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of walls in
there. There isn't.
The fourth wall? You broke the fourth wall?
Nope. Never mind. You know what? Now I don't even remember what I was going to say.
The one with the lone door in it that doesn't open from our side.
Nope, that's not what I was going to say.
That's okay.
If you could read my mind, I'd be in trouble.
All right, so one of our employees is a Marine, and when he found out that we had yet another Army vet coming in to work with us, he looked at me and he goes, you know, we need to get some more Marines in here. So I looked at him, I said, well, Navy's close enough. Well, no, that really pissed him the fuck off.
Can we call and ask for some custom-made t-shirts?
Don't fucking dare! Don't
come on! That went over real well with the last Marine.
No. I don't need this guy quitting on us, too. Because you want to fucking be a jokester.
But it was great.
All right, so what was this guy in the Navy? What was his job? What was his rate?
Said something about he does a lot of painting.
He was a boatswain mate?
All I know is he's an HM3. All right. Oh, you asked me this the other day. You said you were going to call the office and talk to him.
That's right. He's a corpsman.
He'll be in on Friday, Proby.
That's right. He's a corpsman. That's right.
I've got something for you, Proby.
So Proby, he will be in on Friday. You can call him then.
He'll be in on Friday?
He'll be in the office on Friday.
What's he doing Monday through Thursday?
He's got finals all this week.
Hey, you people need to focus. Focus. And FOCUS is now a new DB acronym. It stands for fuck off because you're stupid. The Y is silent. But, Broby, did you see I don't know what's funny.
I'm good.
Hey, Six, you should read some of them jokes, those Navy ones that you were.
That's what I'm looking for. Hold on, Proby.
Yes.
You gotta let me have. I got 7 minutes. Hold on.
You're gonna, 7 minutes.
Proby, tell me if this shit's true.
Seven minutes in heaven. Here we go.
Just shut up for a second.
Shit.
Thank you.
The title of this is How to Simulate Being a Sailor. How to simulate being a sailor. Number one, buy a dumpster, paint it gray inside and out, and live in it for 6 months. Two, run all the pipes and wires in your house exposed on the walls. Three, repaint your house every month. Is this true, Proby?
This is true.
Four, renovate your bathroom. Build a wall across the middle of the bathtub and move the shower head to chest level. When you take showers, make sure you turn off the water while you soap down. Five, put lube oil in the humidifier and set it on high. Let me bounce around. Here's another one. To simulate being in the Navy or a sailor. Once a month, take all the major appliances apart and reassemble them. All right. Eight, raise the threshold. Lower the headers of your front door and back door so that either you trip or bang your head every time you pass through them. Nine, disassemble and inspect your lawnmower every week. Right. Number 10, on how to simulate being a sailor. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, turn your water heater temperature up to 200 degrees. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, turn the water heater off. Saturdays and Sundays, tell your family they used too much water, so no bathing will be allowed.
I'm going to prove stupid.
Fuck this place!
I'm sorry.
you forgot the one
day. I want to go home.
You forgot the one day where we just shut the water off completely.
Right, Saturday and Sunday, shut it off completely.
Now you're coming in broken and stupid.
Every fifth item before delivering the rest. You guys there?
Yes.
Number 19. Watch no TV except for movies played in the middle of the night. Have your family vote on which movie to watch. Then show a different one, the same one, every night. When your children are in bed, run into their room with a megaphone shouting, "Now general quarters, all hands, man battle stations." Harry, here you go, bro. Number 21 on how to simulate being a sailor. Make your family's menu a week ahead of time without consulting the pantry or refrigerator.
That's the truth.
here you go. Number 26. Every week or so, throw your cat or dog in the pool and shout, "Man overboard, port side." Then rate your family members on how fast they respond.
That's the truth. Man overboard, man overboard, man overboard, port side.
Here you go. Number 28. Make your family turn out all the lights and go to bed at 10 p.m. Now taps, taps, lights out. Maintain silence throughout the shift. Then immediately have an 18-wheeler crash into your house.
What?
Build a fire in a trash can in your garage. Loudly announce to your family, "This is a drill. This is a drill. Fire in Hangar Bay 1. Oh, man. Oh, here you go. Number 34. Have someone under the age of 10 give you a haircut with cheap shears.
That is the truth. Jesus. I'll tell you what. The last time I got a haircut on the ship, I'm waiting there, and the barber's giving a haircut, and he just starts laughing. I'm like, "What is so funny?" He's fucking cutting his kid's hair. So what is so funny? He goes, "Sometimes I just got to stand here and laugh that this is my job. That's all I do is I just cut hair in the Navy."
Last one, 39, on how to simulate being a sailor. Lock yourself and your family in a house for 6 weeks. Tell them that at the end of the sixth week, you'll take them to Disney World for Liberty. At the end of the sixth week, inform them that the trip to Disney World has been canceled because they need to get ready for an inspection, and it'll be another week before they can leave the house.
That's the fucking
truth. And yet more people want to join the freaking Navy than any other branch.
That's the truth. Fucking yep. Last deployment, I did 135 straight days at sea. Aye, aye, aye. And then flew off the middle of the desert for 2 months.
Okay, that's the deployment.
Black Wolf just shot me a message and says, "Make a shirt out of that Focus acronym." Fuck off, because you're
But the silent Y.
Hey, you guys want that link to how to be a sailor or simulate it?
Yeah. Go for it. Put it up on the page.
I heard on the news today that the new Navy ship broke down at sea.
I don't know, but hey, it's time for the end of the show.
Yay!
Thank God. Hey, Boner.
Yes.
I'm going to put that on the DB radio page.
What? I keep forgetting we got a guy named Boner here. I thought he was really talking to his Boner. Hey, Boner, it's time for the end of the show.
Hey, Boner, Google said we're good to go.
Wow. What are you putting on the page?
High five!
Isn't that soft five?
I already did all those.
Hard five.
What are you putting on the page?
Will they do a fist bump? Or what do you think?
All right, hey, guys.
What if maybe the reason the Army keeps losing is because there's basically a bunch of barter bars on the field?
No, it's because we boom, actually boom.
Boom, boom. All right, so
recap.
All right, so new website, new station, running great. 24/7 program. If there's not a live show, there's 24/7 music to fill the gap. Got the mobile site working. Got the TuneIn app that you can still tune in. We've got Dogs of War Radio has changed their name to The Bar, which will be airing Tuesday night at 2100. You've got the Salute Report Wednesdays at 1900. On the Salute Report this week, we'll have Howard Berry, who's the father of Sergeant Joshua Berry, who was a victim during the Fort Hood attack. Then we've got the main show, which is now our new home, is Saturday nights at 2100 Eastern.
And stay tuned for a big announcement in the next few days concerning the DB Farm.
There you go.
And that's about it. Oh, if you want to support the DB radio station, go to mydbstore.com and buy yourself a DB radio shirt or hoodie. And they're marked down to sell. I think the hoodies are like $25. They're really nice and warm. It's hoodie season. So support the radio show, buy a hoodie or a t-shirt. I don't care. And then, of course, for the rest of you guys, go to mydbstore.com, and if you use promo code DB Grinch, I think that code will last for a little while, and it'll get you 40% off. DB Grinch. Good night.
Good night, guys. Bye-bye. I'll see you all. I'll see you all here, the host on the flip side in Skype in about 5 minutes.
So do I hang up and then call back in?
Yep.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Heaven for Mob Deep on the beat. Soldier Heart and Dago, let's get it. We labeled as dysfunctional and pissed off veterans. They label us monsters, that's why we will never win. Look in the eyes, deep inside there's evidence. Turn on the news, you can see the negligence. We got a problem and they think pills fixing it, but it ain't really working, it's kinda like never paying rent. Thinking just because I got PTSD that we run around screaming, shooting guns in the street. Still they saying it's okay and now they really understand. So they never earn the title of a war fighter veteran. To me that's dysfunctional, like really uncomfortable. It's like comparing eating Benny Hines to a Lunchable. Look at me now, dysfunctional veteran. Prescription pills, dysfunctional veteran. I'm not supposed to be dysfunctional veteran, but now they label me dysfunctional veteran. Look at me now, dysfunctional veteran. Prescription pills, dysfunctional veteran. I'm not supposed to be dysfunctional veteran, but now they label me dysfunctional veteran. They give me the side eye, like look at this wise guy. Didn't even go to college, why would he apply? I swear I'm a nice guy, but if you deny, I'm 0 to 100, like listen to Ron die. Never pretending to be something I'm not, but something I'm not willing to do is tuck in the box or contain myself to what you think I am about. Cause I am about more than what you will ever amount. And by every account, my veteran status is greater than whatever is out. And whatever you got, I'm better without. I've said it before, if you can't stand it, then you better get out for real. Look at me now, dysfunctional veteran. Prescription pills, dysfunctional veteran. I'm not supposed to be dysfunctional veteran, but now they label me dysfunctional veteran. Look at me now, dysfunctional veteran. Prescription pills, dysfunctional veteran. I'm not supposed to be dysfunctional veteran, but now they label me dysfunctional veteran. The DOD, yeah, we at it again. Former sergeants of the military, kinda still in. And even though I try to bottle it in, on occasion resort to violence in a bottle of gin. And with that bottle of gin, I'ma self-medicate. I can't trust the VA, they shove pills down my face. But even when I attempt to relate, hold on, zone off, I'm in an awkward state. Yeah. Still they want us to call the crisis hotline and stick us up in the bedroom, yeah, in due time. And regardless if I try to just do mine, eventually the straight jacket wrapped around me two times. Look at me now, dysfunctional veteran. Prescription pills, dysfunctional veteran. I'm not supposed to be dysfunctional